Welcome to Southwest Iron Works. For development detailing, dial 101. For James in accounting, dial 107. For Rick in production, dial 109. For Neary in counter sales and estimating, dial 111. For Sean, dial 106.
Please wait a moment.
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean, it's Nico with Bank of Cardiff. Just following up on our conversation a few weeks ago, you said you were looking at that plasma robot for the business. Did you happen to go and see it?
I did. I went up there last 2 days.
Last 2 days? How was it? Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? That's good. Are you going to, you think you want to bring that on board to help your business out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to start working on that. So you're with Bank of Cardiff. Okay, there's your email right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you guys, trying to bring that on board, relatively quickly? When's the time frame that you need it by?
Well, it's, I don't know that we've got a hard date, because we've been looking at these machines for about 6 to 8 years, waiting for the pricing and the technology to get happy with us.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you're not at IMTS this weekend.
I don't like to travel. Hard enough to get me to go up there to watch one in production, so.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. Everybody has their ways.
Yeah, okay, so I'll, it was the next thing on my stuff to do after I get caught back up from being
right.
Down for a couple of
days. Right, okay. Sean, I just have a few preliminary questions, if you don't mind me asking you them, just to kind of get our process, smoothing out, things like that, if you want to go through with us. What were you guys, doing for sales, your gross annual sales for 2015?
Let me look, I'll tell you. Okay, 2015, $2.8
billion. 2.8? Okay, are you guys on track for that this year, 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah, around there? Maybe hitting that $3 million mark?
I don't update our number very often. Let's see. I'm guessing that's probably pretty close. I'd have to update where we're at currently.
Yeah, that's
updated. It's about in the fourth month, so.
Not a problem. Now, Sean, how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2000.
Since 2000, okay. Are you the 100% owner of the business?
No, 75.
You're 75, okay. Who's the other individual who owns the other 25%?
There's two guys.
They split it 12.5 and 12.5?
No, 15 and 10.
Oh, 15 and 10. Okay. Do you mind if I know their names just so I can have it written down here?
Yeah. Rick Kohler, K-O-L-L-I-R.
K-O-L-L-I-R.
A-R.
Oh, A-R. And is he the 15 or 10%?
15.
Okay. And then who is the other guy who has a 10?
Calvin Hernandez.
Calvin Hernandez. Okay, have you guys, been looking into financing for this piece of equipment? Are you kind of shopping around right now?
To go out looking for financing now.
Right, of course. I mean, you literally just looked at the piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know this plasma robot cost, $525,000? That's what they had down for it, correct?
Yeah, somewhere in that range, yeah.
Somewhere in that range. All right. What do you expect that return on investment's going to be? How much do you think it's going to generate for the business?
Okay, what we're looking at actually is a reduction of cost in a labor number.
Mm-hmm.
And so, let's see. Let's get up here. We're looking at $216,000 annually.
Saved. So it's $216,000 saved. Okay. Yeah. No. I was on the phone with the guy earlier this week. He's in the sheet metal business, and he's looking to bring on a new robotic press brake. Those things go for like 1.25, and I was just like, wow. Yeah, he had the same thing, trying to cut down on costs. But so it's, you know, super effective once you start adding those types of new pieces of machinery, especially the ones that are, you know, high tech.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So I know, you know, this was relatively soon to follow up with you, but I just wanted to see how everything was, you know, when you got a chance to look at the robot, see how, you know, see if it matches up to what you were looking for. Is there a better time for me to follow up with you after you have, you know, kind of reconciled with your partners to see whether or not, you know, which route you're going to take, who you're going to look for financing, things like that?
If you haven't seen, you know, that application filled out in about a week, then something's up.
Okay, so, yeah, so I already sent that out to you, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, all right, so with that application, since there are three partners with you guys, I will need the three signatures from all of you.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's, you know, that's that part. Then, of course, like I mentioned, it was just the 6 months of bank statements to show that you guys are healthy, and then last year's tax returns to show the total sales that you guys had. And then from there, you know, I can send it into our underwriting department. I usually have a meeting with underwriting every Friday at around 3 o'clock. So by the time next week, I can follow up with you, give you a call, see if you want to get it in before then, and I can have you an answer within 24 hours, Sean.
Okay.
Does that sound good? Okay. I will follow up in a week from now, and hopefully everything goes well. We can get this process started.
Okay.
All right. You have a good weekend, and take care now, all right?
All right. You too.
Bye.